Before you went to EDM, what jobs did you work, Nate?
I put in a few years at a grocery store, but
nice, me too.
I started as the bag boy. Same. And slash cart boy. But like at the grocery store night shift, it's 8 hours of stocking shelves as quickly as you possibly can, because by like 8 a.m. the store manager walks in, and if there's still boxes like sitting around, then it's like, you know.
That's like, there's a thrill involved then.
No, it sucks.
It's truly the worst experience ever.
Also, you don't just get to like throw it on the shelf.
You have to position it properly.
Yeah, it's got to be facing correctly.
Even though every single customer will take it off the shelves, turn the label around the wrong way, and just fucking hurl it down the dial. Because people are
animals. We don't work there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're right. You don't work there.
Today, we have been blessed by the Crank That Soldier Boy Speedrunner, a man that can take any sound, including ice melting, rubber chickens, or a squeaky door, and turn it into a golden symphony. He has produced a multitude of bangers from Break Shit and Mutation. You might be lucky to hear these at his live shows, in which he has an outstanding record of performances at EDC, Lost Lands, the Forbidden Kingdom Fest, and many more. Eliminate, welcome to the Fish Tank Podcast. Our first question for you, how much can you squat?
Like at least 600 pounds, I would say, probably.
My man.
How many plates is that?
That's lightweight.
That's like a lot of plates.
The man's dead on. I would also say a lot of plates for 600 pounds. I actually have a friend that's a powerlifter whose current is like around like 570, which is an insane thing to look at. It looks like he's about to explode every time he lifts that thing.
Pretty impressive, but
it's not 600.
It's not quite 600.
He's trying to get there, though.
Can we just clap? Can we just...
600 pounds. How do you do it? How much of the weight goes to your cock?
Okay, on that note, I will be saying that we are... this is sort of like a late night podcast, and we're all like... drinking and stuff or having fun. We're going to hit the town after.
I'm not that drunk. That question came straight.
We're not drunk. We're going to hit the town.
Oh, we're hitting the town for sure.
We're going to hit the town.
I would love to hit the town.
We're absolutely hitting the town.
I plan on painting it red.
Well, I want to give some...
You told me you couldn't remove that hat.
So. What does it say? Birthday bitch.
Is it your birthday?
It's not, but I was hoping that we could like... We could maybe just like pretend it is.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like it'd make the podcast a lot more fun.
That's why we're drinking.
It's Nate's
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nate.
You guys want it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nathaniel.
Eliminate.
You're really
happy birthday to you.
Dude, thank you so much.
Dude,
yo,
no worries.
Anything, you let us
first
know.
First birthday on the pod.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm timeless, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's a very clever way to dodge that question.
Mm-hmm.
My mom uses the same thing.
Nice. She
usually
like
just
a
throws something
one.
At me.
What's her
no,
Snapchat?
She's fantastic. I don't actually know, but she's probably on my Twitter somewhere stalking me, acting. Mm.
Not on Threads?
No, not on Threads. Damn. That's too new for them, which is a boon, I must say. I am so excited that Threads is there because my parents will not be able to stalk my shit anymore.
Until
it's pretty simple to find out once
and
it gets as many users as it will get.
They won't do it. It's great.
Threads is amazing.
Are you living in constant fear of your parents as well, Nate, when they hear your music?
No.
Are your parents not big supporters?
Have you ever brought your parents out to like a show or something?
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like?
Did your dad do the dad dance where he's just kind of sitting there with his arm pumping?
He did the dad lean where it was kind of like this, you know, like yeah.
Like, was he just like on the barrier or was he like in your, like behind you on the stage?
Like behind,
kind of
yeah. I mean, the only reason I know that is because I saw a picture afterwards. But he was doing he was like, you know. This thing.
His foot wasn't tapping along or anything.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah, I mean,
was he? How did you get into EDM? Was it not your parents that introduced you, or like your dad, like Louis? Because I just assume all EDM.
Show me EDM.
Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Your dad used to be a DJ. That's how
yeah,
you get introduced
you
to EDM.
Disco.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's
the same thing.
Know, that's,
disco
that's
is
like,
one step
yeah,
away
like
from EDM.
That's like pre-DM.
Pre-DM. Your dad was a pre-DM DJ.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's so.
He would, yeah, I mean,
that's so disrespectful. All music before EDM is just pre-DM.
That's pre.
Yeah. Speaking about EDM, when did you decide you guys didn't want to like have singers or whatever, and you're just like, screw it, I'm just gonna throw sounds at a keyboard and then transform them into music. When did that happen?
I mean, well, you can sample a
bunch of stuff. Yeah, which I definitely.
You can also.
You took a door. Like what inspiration came from the door? That's a crazy one.
Well,
do you hear it in your head and then you're like, I know exactly what this can sound like, and then you just turn it into music?
Do you hear any of the doors in question that like I perhaps?
The one was just, it sounded like a demented.
There was one where he slammed it and then it goes.
That's the only one.
Let's talk about that one.
Well, I was just, I got, dude, that's kind of what happens is like, I don't think of these things. I just get tagged in them. So I got tagged in that video. Like, I don't even know.
So someone else was just like, you could turn this into music, and you're just like, damn, he's right.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's exactly it. I just get a flood of like god awful noises in my mentions. And then I just pick one.
How often do you get turtles having sex? Where it's just like that.
Have you seen that video? You should turn that into a fucking.
I hate so much that I already have. Like, I've already done that. I had to Google that.
I think my favorite video of yours is when I think there was like a viral tweet going around of like what dubstep is, and it was like a. Like a pie
chart. Yeah.
And what was it? Watermelon catapult or something like that. And then it was the lady that got fucking.
It was, I actually forget what the sound effect was, but it was like a big.
It was on Survivor, right?
Circular graph. Yeah,
it was so fucking funny.
It was something with a catapult, and then I had to find a sound effect for each thing on the chart, and then I just searched catapult. Something, and then that video, yeah, the lady on the whatever it was, the, I think it was The Amazing Race, maybe.
Oh, The Amazing Race, that's the one. That's the one.
A giant catapult with a watermelon, it shoots forward, gets caught on the same catapult.
It hits her directly
in the head. And it's a crazy sound effect.
And when she gets hit, she goes like, so like, I took that little part and then, you know, put it in the song.
And you stream all of this for the most part.
Yeah.
How does the audience go along with it? Because I know we've talked about it before where you're just like, it's not, I don't know if maybe your stance has changed. You say it's not the most entertaining thing, but it's so worth it in the end. Like while you're actually doing the process of like sitting there silently and still trying to find stuff to come up with.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like some days I'm just not even really paying attention to what I'm doing. So, you know, there's a good amount of banter, you know?
Banter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which that can be entertaining to watch. And then if I actually want to, like, make a good song, just like a rare occasion, I got to zone in.
I've heard your music.
I got to really put the fucking, like, you know. Yeah, sometimes I don't talk for, like, 20 minutes, and I'm like, oh, shit.
I think, honestly, though, when I watch your streams, I see your audio battles and whatnot. And every once in a while, I'll see your combat battles.
Audio combat.
Yeah,
those are some of my favorite things to just put on. But when I see the stream where you're actually like working on music yourself, one thing that I love more than anything is watching people that are really good at something actually start doing that thing. Like I watched one video of a dude folding pizza boxes for, I shit you not, 10 minutes.
Yeah,
he went through a stack of them and it was just done. And I watched you put together music, and I've seen Louis do the exact same thing for us. He was just like, this is a terrible song for the rap battles or whatever. And it's just like, I just kind of threw it together in like 5 minutes. I'm like, how the hell did you throw this together in 5 minutes? It's like a full, like, just musical song to my ears. And he's like, yeah, no, this is terrible. I'm like, dude, you did that in like 4 seconds.
You saying I'm better than Louis?
I'm not saying you're better. I'm saying you are like Louis in the sense that you just throw things together instantly, and then they're just Who is better? I've listened to more of Louis' music, personally. But that's mostly because he has vocals in it.
So there's still potential.
I'm not a big EDM fan. I'm going to be entirely honest with
you. I personally love EDM.
Listen, I am the most like basic music taste kind of person on the planet. Louis will
come
to me.
He's actually my filter.
Yeah, Louis comes to me with his music.
I'll show him a song, and if he likes it, I know it's good.
Oh.
That's what happened with Flowers and Sex. He showed it to me, and I'm like, Louis, I can't get
enough opinion.
Yeah,
like, so I showed him Flowers and Sex before it came out, mm-hmm. like literally the day that we made it. And then he was like, I need to hear it again. And then we played it 5 times on his stream, like within 20 minutes.
Yeah. I love that song so much.
And then it fucking, that's like my biggest song now.
It's a great song. It's a great song. I was going to say Louis is better than me. So.
No. There's no way.
Let's not be honest with you with EDM music. Yours kind of goes harder in clubs. From what I remember from the VR chat days, and I saw your shit go on.
That's right, we did the VR
show. Dude, that VR show was sick.
Yeah. You did that VR chat show, and I was just like, damn, why is this going so crazy?
Yeah, for context, we've talked about VR chat on the podcast before, but
during COVID,
they had this thing called Loner Lounge that we would all go to, and it was like they had DJs that actually kind of pretended to DJ on stage, and they would send them sets, and then there was like a crowd of people. It was like actually really fun. And then I had Nate come on.
We went into the into the bathroom, and we did the drugs.
Yeah, we did the drugs in the bathroom.
Oh, right. You just hit a button, and it would just make all of your color so saturated and just wavy and all that. Yeah.
Because like in real life.
You could throw up in the stall.
Yeah. And like,
you know, you could throw up in the stall to cancel the effects. It was hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah, Nate was there for one of them, and people went really nuts for your music. It synced up with the lights and everything, and we kind
of
went
apparently there
insane.
Was 50 instances of that world where it didn't have us playing, but the music playing that were all filled.
Oh my god!
Yo, we out here packing out VR clubs.
Literally.
Let's go.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
Wait, so there was, I guess, translation. So there was 50 different servers.
Yeah. So we were in
your
the main
music.
Server.
Yeah. Yeah. You were at there, like, I guess, in VR person, and then the music was playing on other servers, but people were just listening to the same exact set that you were performing. Wow.
Kind of like a radio.
Literally, yeah.
Guys, I brought you gifts.
No, you didn't.
You brought us gifts?
Oh, yes.
I hope they're trucker hats.
This is so exciting.
Trucker hats?
Nate gave me such a sweet card for
my
birthday.
It's right there.
And,
the kendama.
Yeah.
We should put it right in the center.
I also have the Christmas card right
and
here.
The kendama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should probably, right. Yeah. Just,
Nate has been, reacted to this 3 times and he always forgets that I own it.
I remember now. It's pretty cool.
But yes.
I decided to print you guys all out a photo of yourself. So that's you, Lewis.
What the fuck?
When did you take these?
Here's you, Fish.
Oh, no.
Tubold, I didn't have a picture of you, so I just took a screen cap of your screen. It was like 20 minutes before I left my house.
So I know where mine is from. You. Mine is from paintball.
I think you guys could like frame them or something.
Yeah,
and hang them up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have the face paint on, and this was right after we were done just
this
sweating it up in the heat.
This picture looks like the before image of like before you get the like news article about someone that like seriously fucked up.
I think you were just playing Hollow Knight, dude.
Oh, 100%. I was fucking up a lot in Hollow Knight, but
the smile on my face looks like
I've just
told somebody I'm better than them.
it's got the TV Mexico filter on this. That's
that's the
biggest
thing.
Same for, it's like all sepia.
He doesn't have a setting for that. His printer doesn't have enough color.
What I brought here was my birthday gift, which was
more color to it.
This was a
so
birthday
it starts
card.
With a picture of Fish. It says happy birthday.
Yeah,
and it's a picture
then,
of Fish.
And then,
and then
you
open
it up, it is pictures of yours truly, Nate. Just
but
very...
what's so funny about that is that those pictures are it's the same outfit that he came to the party in, so he took it literally an hour before
and printed them out and got them on this
very well made card.
And they're all in sepia, by the way.
Yeah.
This printer is beyond screwed up.
It's an HP smart printer, so I mean I don't know if it's supposed to do that. But...
Listen, I'll tell you, as an IT professional back in the day, I can assure you HP printers are worthless. They're the only printers you're ever gonna get, but they suck so much.
I got it from BestBuy.com.
Shout out Best Buy.
Yeah, shout out Best Buy.
This one's for you, Saturn and Aldo.
Yeah, we have a few friends that work at Best Buy.
Oh yeah, I met one of them.
Aldo.
Saturn.
Saturn, you met Dave.
With the Afro.
I met both of them. I met both of your Best Buy homies. Yes.
Did you ask them, hey, what's the fucking deal with my printer?
No, I should have, dude.
They would have went on... Well, I know Aldo would have went on rant about every type of printer. He seems to have learned a lot about technological appliances.
Fuck, man, that's such a missed opportunity, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could have showed
would
him,
have been
like,
a really interesting conversation.
I know. Probably not, but...
No, Aldo would have made it interesting, to be fair.
He's really good at talking about... He loves his job.
He's
which
passionate.
Which is very exciting.
Yes.
Which is hilarious to me, because not a single person that I know that works in retail is ever happy about their job ever, even once. Aldo is the only exception. I saw a TikTok today of some dude at like Home Depot that was just like he was just some teenager that was just getting harassed. Not even harassed, like he was just getting talked to by this dude that was trying to buy a plant. And it's just like, listen, man, I already asked you to go and like take a picture of the price because I can't leave the register or whatever. And the guy's just like, well, I just need to do it. And he's just talking about this plant. And the guy's just like, listen, man, just go take a fucking picture of the plant so we could fix this. He's like, you can't talk to me that way. And his manager comes over and then he's just like, fuck it, I quit. He throws his apron down. He's just like, and you're a fat piece of shit. And he walks away. And I'm just like, they're so real for that. He's living the dream.
Damn, dude. Just I wish I had a dream. Cool quitting story like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like my coolest quitting story is like me going to the manager's office and like handing him my formal 2-week notice and just saying, thank you so much for this opportunity.
I had a realization for why I needed to quit. Yeah. I almost basically injured 2 small children.
Oh,
yeah, mine.
What was the job?
Yeah, where's the what's the?
I've told this story like on YouTube before, but I was a swim instructor, so I was teaching.
Oh, I remember
these maybe drowned. Like 5-year-old children how to swim, and everything was going well. I even had one of the parents come up to me after. I think it was 3 days throughout the week that we did it. So on like the beginning of the 3rd day, one of the parents came up to me and they said, "I'm seeing progress. Like I'm seeing that my daughter can float on the water now." Sorry, this loose closet door. I'm seeing that my daughter can float on the water now. This is wonderful. And I'm like, okay, guys, I think we can move into the deep end right now. And they started talking to me like they were getting comfortable around me. Like they just started talking and they were just like, so how fast are you in the water? And then I just immediately got into competitive mode. And I'm like, I'm very fast. I can, here, we can test this out. You run to the end of the pool deck and I'll swim and I bet I can still beat you there.
You told children to like run? Like the... That's like the one rule. Yeah,
the
they call you
rule.
At pools.
Yeah. No running at pools. Running.
So I was just like, all right, when I say go, because I was just like, man, we got a few seconds. We can see who's faster. And then as soon as I told them to go, they took at least 2 steps, I'll be honest. And then I was just like, wait, stop, no running on the pool deck. But then after that, I was just tense for the whole rest of the session. Like okay, they were asking
so
me, is everything
their
okay?
Kids were fine.
Oh, yeah,
I thought
they
were going to be
no.
I told them to run, and then I told them to stop really fast, so they tried stopping really fast and then slipped.
And they crashed, and but after that session, I was just like, yeah.
You're not even that bad an employee. I am a terrible employee. I have been the worst employee ever. I don't know how bad you guys
are. I'm the worst employee here, for sure.
Yeah, but isn't both of your whole thing that you guys...
I've been fired from every single job I've ever had.
But you're not damaging people.
No.
Like,
no,
well, I
may have damaged some people's stomachs when I worked at Steak and Shake.
Oh.
That was one day.
Yeah, I quit. I didn't even quit. I just stopped showing up. Yeah. I still technically work at the Steak and Shake.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, I tried to keep my job.
What do you mean damaging people's stomachs? Were you like a...
He's punching them in the stomach.
I was the grill cook.
Well, you were just serving people uncooked food?
I don't think I was.
Oh my God. The thing is, Louis wasn't taught how to cook the food.
They just put me the first day as like, hey, this is your station. And then I'm like, okay. And then, yeah. And the reason I knew that I had been fucking up is Steak and Shake was like, I love Steak and Shake.
I've never been to Steak and Shake.
Oh, it's great. We should go.
Can we go to the one you work at?
It's Miami.
Just fly out there.
Let's fucking fly out there just for a reason. Day. Come back in and be like, boss, I'm back.
You probably still get like an employee discount or something, right?
Probably.
Okay, cool.
But okay, so I for your lunch break, you can have like something from the menu, right? But I was the one that had to cook it because I was the grill cook that day. So I cooked myself a Frisco melt. That's my favorite thing. And it didn't taste right.
So you gave yourself food poisoning. And then you're like, maybe I shouldn't be a cook anymore. And then it's like,
so I never showed up
you
again.
Just stopped going. Yeah. Okay.
Before you went to EDM, what jobs did you work, Nate?
I put in a few years at a grocery store, but
nice, me too. Mm.
I started as the bag boy / cart boy, and then I moved to the night shift where you'd be stocking shelves at night.
Is that cool? I feel like that might be a cool. No,
no, it sucks. It's
the
awful.
The people.
Night shift. 5 Nights at Freddy's, the new movie coming out, has definitely enhanced the overall experience of being on night shift.
No, just imagine like Good Luck Charlie.
Five Nights at Freddy's, you're just chilling in an office, but like at the grocery store night shift, it's 8 hours of stocking shelves as quickly as you possibly can, because by like 8 a.m. the store manager walks in, and if there's still boxes like sitting around, then it's like, you know,
That's like, there's a thrill involved then.
No,
it sucks. It's truly the worst experience ever. It's so fucking awful. You did it too? Yeah.
Yeah, dude, no. It's
the
like
way that you're describing it, though. It's like,
because you have to know where everything goes, and every second you don't know where that thing goes is time lost on where you can get like product out there on the shelves, and it is so infuriating.
Also, you don't just get to like throw it on the shelf.
You have to position it properly.
Yeah, it's got to be facing correctly.
Even though every single customer will take it off the shelves, turn the label around the wrong way, and just fucking hurl it down the dial. Because people are
We don't work there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. You don't work there. But just understand that every time you put a product back on the shelf in the wrong place, every time you go up to the checkout, there's a stalker that has been watching you and wants to kill you. And is thinking and fantasizing about following you out to your car with just a bat. At least that's what mine thing was.
I don't know about the label for sure. For sure. No, this is news to me. I'll know from now on, because I always try to put the stuff back, but not facing
forward.
Also,
the same bastards that don't
take something off
back.
Unless I'm putting it in my cart.
You've never made a mistake at the grocery store?
I just look for it. I just like
so impossible to believe.
The night shift is not. It's not.
Great. I just thought it would be cool for it because of your coworkers. Maybe. I think like everybody's kind of like in the same boat of like this is shit, and then you guys like
you're
talking. Like,
yeah, you can have like cool coworkers. That's that part's normal, but like then that doesn't make the job any less like shitty.
Yeah.
Plus, also when I was doing it, I was also still working some shifts as a cart boy during the day.
So you were just nonstop.
And I was going to.
When did you sleep?
Community college. I slept. They would only like if it was one given week, they would give me. Or no, what would they do? I think they'd give me night shift like on the weekends, maybe. This is like 12 years ago.
Holy shit.
But they had me on both. And then I think they stopped doing it because they were like, yo, this kid's like 17. We're probably violating some labor laws or something. I don't really know. But
nice.
And then I moved to the deli and I worked in the deli. And
deli bro,
that job is a lot cooler. That job is way cooler. Like you're kind of tucked in the back. You don't have like
you get
not,
to have music on as
you
well.
You're not being
you're
like watched
meat.
All the time, mm-hmm. and you have like your own little area. And then
did you ever do like the birthday cakes? Like
that's bakery.
You never did that one.
Mm-mm.
Those are my favorite people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bakers. Yeah.
Yo, bakers are awesome. I'd always try to make friends with the bakers, so that way whenever it was my birthday, I could go over and they would give me a cupcake. It was awesome. And I also took so many free samples.
So you did deli?
Mm-hmm. That was the last job I had at the grocery store.
And then just straight from music to there? Or?
No, then I went and finished school at university. And then after university...
What did you study?
Communication.
Okay.
I wanted to work in television.
Specifically
like broadcast production.
Like behind the camera?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
I could so imagine you. Being like camera B.
Camera dude?
Camera B specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, right? We were having a lighting issue right before we started this podcast, and it was looking up everything and kind of fixing a little bit.
Exactly like that, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean,
man, we're having a frame rate issue, and Nate just went, brr. And then he walked over and just hit the camera with a stick, and I was like,
and
damn,
it fixed it. Yeah, that's that's what they taught me.
Yeah, exactly. Nate was like, that's called percussive maintenance. And then from there, he went on to learn percussion, and then from there to EDM.
Because there's
I could
percussion
see
and music,
yeah.
And then, yep, that's
the yep, I see the pipeline. Right yep. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I kind of decided, like, almost when I was about to graduate that I didn't want to do it anymore. Like,
shit, like a semester before?
Probably like a whole year before. Oh, but it was like, you know, you just might as well.
That's still so like into university already.
But I had started making music by that point, so.
I graduated when I realized I didn't want to do it. I was like, fam, 4 years down the drain.
It's not. Come on.
For me it was, 100%. That college is gone. That was literally
he went
4 years
redacted.
Down the drain. Like, literally down the drain.
What,
the college doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's gone.
What, you go to the fucking DeVry Institute or something?
No,
or?
Becker College in Worcester, Mass. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
That's a made-up place.
Exactly. It doesn't exist anymore. it's lost to history.
You're talking about the steak sauce.
You're
dude.
Probably going to see it in like
Worcester.
You're probably
going
to see it in like
a
Uncharted game where he has to like find where Becker used to be and uncover the time capsule at one point in like the derelict field. That they used to have their games in, where we lost every single sporting event.
His cum-soaked dorm. As he masturbated.
Oh my god! I'm thinking of.
What?
I'm remembering a unrelated.
That's sorry.
And that's going to be the next Uncharted game.
No, you just reminded me. Like, just the idea of just pure dorms, it just brings me... did I ever tell you guys about...
Common dorms just brings me back.
Hold on. To the college days.
Yeah, let me tell you guys my dorm cum story. I used to jack off a lot in college, and you know sometimes they put you in a dorm.
This isn't about jerking off.
And they don't put you in there by yourself.
I would put a nylon sock on the door so they knew not to disturb me. Not a normal sock.
Well, maybe it's not that entertaining of a story. Basically, did I ever tell you guys about the wall rub thing that I do with my roommate? When it came
what?
To
oh yes, I've heard about this.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was just like it was like a dumb thing that I had with my roommate because we both had girlfriends at the time, and essentially when we were both happening to sleep with our girlfriends in the room, different beds, we didn't. I didn't need to clarify that.
We'd walk in and be like, "What the hell, man?"
We didn't want to, you know, be hooking up while the other roommate or their girlfriend was awake. So what we did is that if we wanted to let the other person know that we were about to start doing the deed while the other person was in the room, we'd rub the wall like twice while we were like making out with our significant other. And the girlfriends had no idea.
What was the wall?
It was just a wall. It was just like literally you'd rub the wall like really
so that
loudly.
The roommate can hear it.
And then if the roommate
like,
heard it.
Okay, I was thinking like a barrier wall.
No. It was just like the wall of the room. Yeah.
It's like knocking
and
on the wall. Morse code, the girlfriend's oblivious. She's like, you're really tapping it out right now.
No, because this isn't too much of like a weird motion while you're making out with somebody, right?
No,
sure, man, I guess.
Like, it's like kind of how it's really quiet. Like
They would hear it. Like even with the fan on, you could hear it. It's like nobody speaking. And then if they rubbed back, that meant, okay, don't do anything. They're awake. That's weird. But then if they didn't rub back, yeah, green light, go for it.
Yeah, see, normally what me and my roommates would do is if there was a girl over, they'd be like, hey, don't come back tonight. And I'd be like, all right, that's what I would do. I don't know about the whole wall rubbing thing. There was a common room, and I'd just like crash on the couch for a bit and then come back later.
Not every dorm has a common room, though.
Fair enough.
I had like
still.
A whole like kind of system set up where...
Yeah, system?
Yeah, because like, you know, just...
You
like,
need one.
Having sex like all the time.
Just fucking plowing clam.
That's fair.
Insane amount. I hated that I said that.
What did you say? Plowing?
Plowing clam. That's an insane sentence. I was going to bring it up in a second if you didn't, because that was the worst thing I've ever heard.
That was the worst thing I've ever said.
That was really bad.
That was impressive. Yeah.
I've never heard a more like just grimy way of describing sex. That is insane. Plowing clam.
That's not a thing.
That's not even okay. Wonderful. That's just fucked up, is what that is.
No, we had a button system, a soundboard where you could like, if you're about to like, you know, if you're about to start.
Is it the easy staple button?
Yeah, essentially. But like, we'd hit it, and then it would just be like. And it was perfect because like the other girl would just think like someone's sleeping.
Snoring.
Yeah. And then
that is what that sounds like. I can confirm. Yep. When I sleep like that, that's my snore. I had one of those apps where it just like tracks your sleep.
Yeah.
And it records the noises. And it was just like 4 hours throughout the night. You just hear, getting progressively louder. So that's, I assume everyone snores like that.
When I was in, college, my freshman year, it was my first semester. My friend DJ, had a girlfriend named Allison. And we all kind of hung out in their dorm because I lived in Miami, so I didn't have a dorm, but that was kind of like home base for everything. I was fucking wasted one night.
My man.
Not like fully blacked out, but just like drunk.
Yeah.
And I came in because I had left something in the room or I was picking up another bottle or something like that in the room. And I came in and just walked in. I had the key. Walked in and they were fucking reverse cowgirl, like fucking. On the bed. And then DJ looks at me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing in here? I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And then in my drunken mind, I just closed the door behind me while I'm in the room. And then I was like, he's like, you're still here. I'm like, oh my God.
You should have been like, oh no, I can't get the door open, dude. I'm sorry. Oh no. Oh God, I'm so sorry. You guys still have to like, I'll get out of here eventually. Oh God, no. What?
Yeah, it was... It literally felt like that, honestly. Like,
at that point, you
like,
just commit and just get in your bed
waffling.
And be like...
No, I was waffling.
Get in your bed.
You know, I'm really tired.
I'm going to pass out, guys.
I'm not even here.
I'm not even here. Oh, man.
So fucking funny. He laughed. We've laughed about that story so many times. Like, dude, I was so drunk and just like...
I'm still here. My brother has some of the best college stories about that stuff because he was an RA. Because he got a free...
You get free room, right?
You get a free room, and it's your own room, so you just get to chill. And all you have to do is just walk around and make sure that people fill out, like, specific sheets at the beginning of the year. Or and make sure that no one's, like...
Like, loud.
Yeah, doing drugs or responding to noise complaints or whatever. And he has some of the funniest goddamn stories. I want to get him on this podcast at some point to talk about them. But one that makes me laugh so hard is the one about Halloween, where... He's going around like making sure that, you know, the everyone's just, you know, not plastered in the dorms that are strictly like no drinking, like because there's just some that are like that, I guess, for whatever reason. No one's going to apply to those rules, but he has to do it anyway. Either way, one of his friends is there and he like does the door check where he knocks on the door. And he's like, hey, RA checking in, have to get you to sign this form for whatever reason for the person. And if they do three loud knocks, and if no one answers, they do another three loud knocks, and if no one answers, then they open the door, they make sure it's put in plain sight, like on a table, and they leave. And it's Halloween, he opens the door, says, "Are you checking in?" Does the knocks, opens the door, and inside, just right there, like directly in front of him on the table, his friend is like in a ghost costume, and his girl is just getting railed by him. And he turns in the ghost costume, and there's just a hole cut out for his dick. And he's just sitting there as a ghost, just staring at him, dickhead. He goes, "Oh my god,
that's absurd." So this is literally like a bedsheet ghost costume, dude. Usually, the whole point of dressing up is
like, it doesn't matter like what the point thing. Was. It was the funniest thing on the planet. I damn near pissed myself laughing the first time. Oh my god.
It's like you're having
god.
Sex with a wall.
Dude, it was so funny. It was just like, and there it was, a dick just there, just staring at me.
Oh, it's kind of like a glory hole type thing.
Yeah, it's like,
you don't know who's on the other side.
Oh man, he's got so many stories, dude. Oh man, being an RA must be horrifying. Truly, truly horrifying.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Think of your worst college story, and he's the one that has to clean up after it, essentially. That is harrowing shit.
Okay, so... From college, yes. What? Then you went into music from there.
Oh, no, I got one more job.
What was it?
It's like, dude, it's always so hard to...
You don't remember your job?
No, I do. It's like a weird job. It sounds way cooler than it is, but I only did it for like a year after college. I was
like the night shift.
No, it's not.
Dope.
The night shift is fairly easy to describe, you
night
know.
Shift.
You just
that shift's dope.
You just stocking shelves and shit.
Yeah, that's
but
what
at night. At night, this job I was, it was a phone job where I would call.
That's your professional asshole. You were cold calling people.
No,
shit.
I wasn't cold calling. It was okay. So like, you know how there's nuclear power plants and people have to work in them, and in order to get into them, they need security clearance to get inside to
sure.
work at the nuclear
Ooh,
power plants.
Yes.
Okay.
So
yes.
when they're
that
applying for the nuclear
all.
Security clearance, they put references for like you know, like character references or business references or whatever, and then I worked for the company that would call the references and be like, hey, do you know this person? Is all this true? Are they not a criminal? And then
that's a real thing that people do.
Yeah,
they're doing like a background clearance.
Shit. Yeah, and then, but it was like calling people's like you know like fucking family members and stuff and being like, oh yeah, I'm married to him. You're like he's and stuff like that. And then, And then occasionally I'd have to call like.
Did anybody ever give up? Like I was like, yeah, he smokes a fuck ton of weed.
Sometimes if you call the deeper references where it's like, oh yeah, I haven't seen that guy in years, they'll be like, oh yeah, no, he was a shitty, terrible person, employee, and he, you know, he like.
That's hilarious.
What a fucking asshole.
Well, okay.
People change.
But no, it would mostly be for like criminal stuff. Like,
oh.
Or like they kind of have to say it, you know? I don't know.
I would lie for all of you.
Yeah.
I have actively lied for one of my friends. Like 100%. He's just like, hey, are you this person's brother? I'm like, he's my blood brother. And they're just like, what year was he born? I'm like. Before me. I am never good at character references, I'll be honest with you. I don't remember any of my friends' birthdays. Not one of you. I'm sorry. I really genuinely
December
don't
16th.
Know. I don't remember that. I won't remember that. That's the worst part. Is I've been told the only reason I knew
his
Fish
just
is,
came up.
I know Fish is because he wrote it on the calendar in our kitchen. It said National Philippe Day.
It said international.
International, excuse me.
International Worldwide. Philippe Day.
Mm-hmm. Tubal, your birthday is...
Yep. It's okay. I understand. It's not easy to remember these things. That's just why I don't.
Tubal's birthday is...
I give you March.
Stop. You just told me the month.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I gave you the month.
Why would you do that?
He didn't do anything.
No, because it's a good kickstart. If he really knows it, he'll immediately snap to the number.
Well, no, there's still 30 days in the month, or maybe 31, actually.
Do you want me to just tell you the number, and then you just figure out the month? Because that's way easier than the number.
Well, hold on. No, no, no. Give me the day, and then I'll figure out the month.
Okay, so 10th.
Okay. All right. Tubal, your birthday.
He's really concentrating here, too.
Tubal, your birthday.
It's actually the 9th.
Your birthday is March 9th. 10th. Your birthday is around, hovering around. Your birthday is hovering around the... You have a birthday weekend, is what you have.
Your mom was in labor for 42 hours.
Yep. That's what it takes.
That's exactly what it is.
So...
You nailed it.
I think you got it.
Yeah. I think everyone knows when my birthday is. I don't even have to tell you.
I have no idea. I've already told you that. Which one is it?
It is not
yours
this
is December.
Month.
It's today.
It's not today.
Oh, it's today. It is
his
today.
His birthday is today.
We're celebrating his birthday.
Did it say June or July?
It's July.
Today is July.
July?
It's yep. July 8th?
It is the gelatinous month of July.
What is it, July 8th?
July
8th. I was going to say 9 and then I said
July 8th.
He said July 8th. That's kind of hard.
It's actually the 7th.
Oh, it is? Is it?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Right, close enough, you know.
All right, so we've kind of dived into your history with the previous jobs that you used to work in.
Yeah, these are old jobs, dude. Yeah. Like, I haven't worked them in a very long time, so...
Here's a better question. Who's the best person you've worked with in music? Personally.
I haven't worked with, like, a lot of people. I have, like... No? I have, like... not a lot of collaborations, and that's not because, like... It's just because...
You have some pretty big ones, though, like Excision.
I don't have an Excision collab.
Or not Excision.
I don't have that many because I'm not. I'm kind of bad.
Throwing Elbows. No, that's not you. That's not you. No. Fuck. But you have a song with the big guy.
I don't know who the big guy is.
Well, if you can't think of specific people, considering this, the people that watch us are mostly video funny content based.
You have a song with a big guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even.
Can we ask you what is your favorite? Music based content that. You do that isn't just like the actual song, like the process of I know you have community members send in their own versions of just like sample
tracks.
Yeah, that's
Audio Combat. So that's where like I we're in the off season right now, so I split it into seasons, and it's basically I pick it's got to be like a video that has a funny or weird or
Flux Pavilion.
Oh, shit.
Party Starter. Yeah, that's a big fucking collab.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So
it's 2017.
He was great. He's great to work with. Yeah, also a legend.
A legend, like an absolute fucking legend.
Fucking legend.
I know Flux Lillian.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. No, he's
we all know who
awesome.
That is.
He's awesome. T-Bolt's a big fan. Big fan.
I flux with him, man. It's great, man. I love Pavilions as well. Like they're just
it's good
hand in
hand. Now that he's underplaying, I want to say I actually did. I meant that genuinely when I said that. Then I knew.
Yeah, I don't know anything about EDM.
Anyways,
be entirely honest with you.
Audio Combat. So yeah, I just pick a sound, and then the gist is it's 2 hours to remix the sound, and then I do my own. And then the chat sends in, you know, theirs, and then we listen, and I pick a winner at the end of the stream.
Do they ever, like, completely mess with you, like, not even follow the goal, but you just still include it?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Whenever the whole idea of Twitch streamers involving their audience and community and sending in submissions or something.
Well, there's constant, like, fart noises and random sounds and all of his fans' shit. It's so funny what they send back.
It's... there's not, the only rule is that you just have to use the sample and you have to make the song from scratch. You can't just like, you know, send in an already made song and then put this
just Taylor Swift. So you could like use that sound the sample the
and then the rest of the sounds are other samples of other sounds.
Yeah, you don't have to make the whole song out of the sound. Yeah,
he's got wonderful.
But yeah, that's the thing. And then I pick a winner, and then
what does a winner get?
They get in the YouTube video, they get like a plug, and then they get their whole song played at the end, and then they also get to participate in the finale, which is where all of the winners go against each other, and then the winner of that one is the grand champion, and they get a prize.
What's the prize for the last grand champion?
The last grand champion was $500 in a t-shirt, which
I still haven't
sent the shirt out.
You didn't say that?
It was months ago.
You didn't say that?
You need to get on that.
It's sitting on my, I don't, on the off chance that the winner is like, for some weird reason, watching this podcast, and he's like,
oh. Don't say weird. We have a big audience.
No, but like, I'd be amazed if they, okay, regardless, if they're watching this right now, they're like, oh, there's, that's why I don't have the shirt. It's like, yeah, it's sitting on my counter under the. It's,
oh, wait, hey, if it makes the audience feel any better, I just realized I have owned one of Nate's clothing for like over a year now at this point. I haven't given back to you. You left it in my old house.
What?
Actually, I can go grab it right now.
Yeah, is it a shirt?
It's like, it's just an article of clothing that you own. It's not like merch or anything, but yeah, you know what? Let me give it to you now.
Bro, you holy left in my old shit, house. You still have this?
I don't know how.
Dude, happy birthday.
I wore this. It's like a, dude, it's just like a crew neck.
Happy birthday. Yeah, it's just a green.
I wore this once to Big Bear.
Oh.
It's the only time I ever wore it.
And that, damn.
Oh, was it that Big Bear trip that we did?
And that was somehow ended.
Can we talk about
2022?
Can we talk about
farting in the bunk beds?
Can we talk about the bunk beds?
Fish farting in the bunk. Yeah, yeah. That's like, dude. That's probably like, that was like right around the time the sweater probably got left there too. Straight up.
Oh yeah. Man.
I mean, where do you begin with that?
This is such a good story.
So we as a group we decided to do New Year's in Big Bear. So we rented an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Big Bear is like a ski mountain. So we decided we rented Airbnb. There was like maybe 20 of us. It was really, really fun. We all got kind of trashed. And then you guys can continue the story from there.
Well, I mean, yeah, very fun night.
We
and
counted
Nate-
down to New Year's.
Oh yeah, like so many
like
times.
Like 80 times.
We started getting noise complaints.
10, 9, and we get to 1, 1, and then nobody would say
silence.
New Year's.
Yeah.
And then we go 10! And then Ruben was, you were recording it on your phone.
I still have those videos.
And then it was playing through the speakers, so it would have our playing through the speakers, us counting down as we're counting down.
Yeah, no, we would get to zero, and then nobody would say anything. It was just such a complete silence, like straight-faced, everybody looking at each other, nothing happened. And we did that, like, probably 10 times. But... Yeah, so specifically how Nate and I are involved in this story is that I guess I was just eating something that just didn't sit right in my stomach, and there were bunk beds in this basement area. And
there was
Nate
like a bungalow. I think it's a bungalow. It was like six. It was like four bunk beds.
Yeah. And Nate was sleeping above me. Yeah. I was sleeping below you.
And then I was there, and I was snoring my fucking ass off.
You were in there first, yeah. And then I think I came in, and then you came in last, right?
Yeah, I definitely came in last.
So Louis was already passed out. He's like snoring, having a great time. And then I'm in there, and I'm falling asleep. And then...
Wait, I want to address...
No, don't say anything. Asleep. Don't say anything. Nate, go ahead. Finish.
I'm just saying, fish... Fish on him, like tries to sneakily get in like in the room without waking anyone up, and then I don't remember what you said before you just started like relentlessly
like, farting. Are you awake?
Yeah,
no, because you were. I saw like a very small shimmer of light coming from his phone, so I double checked. I'm like, Nate, are you awake? Oh, that's what it was. He goes, yeah, I'm awake, what's up? And then he just went, oh no. And then it just started farting for 10 minutes straight. Non-stop. I couldn't help it. I just kept farting.
It's so bad, dude.
And so it was.
And
then
Rob Bunkman saw the.
Yeah.
Jin was giggling.
The farts rise, dude.
Jin was giggling. Louis was snoring. I was farting. And then Nate decided to just join in and on the noise, and he just started playing sound effects on his phone. Oh, in a room full of like four trying to go to bed people. There was so much noise coming out of that room.
It was so loud.
Oh. Oh no.
It was so fucking loud.
Nate, are you awake?
Yeah, yeah, that's what you said.
I was oh like, no.
Oh no.
How many tattoos you got?
At least.
Do you have one that says
at
mom?
At least seven. Huh?
Do you have one that says mom?
Uh-huh.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do you, not your love your mother?
I think that must be why. Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah. So I'm getting a tattoo. You want to know what the first thing my mom asked was?
What?
She said, I know you're making a good decision and you're putting mom somewhere in your body. I was like, nope, it's not it. And she was not happy about that.
So then what's your tattoo going
to
be?
It's a tiny little Pyrex cup with a Gengar sticking out of it.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have to do that because you're...
Yeah, because of my stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's coming up.
That's terrifying, bro.
So do you find the Twitch community... oh, man, how do I word this?
Cringe?
Okay, you've been part of the EDM community for a long time,
mm-hmm.
right? And a part of the EDM culture as far as like EDM Twitter and all of that shit. Do you find the Twitch community to be a little bit more
based,
like welcoming or more cringe based? Or what do you think?
It's just different. Like the people that usually are in my chats are like in my chats.
yeah.
They're more often than not like producers.
Mm-hmm.
So I also don't, if I'm being real, I don't spend like a lot of time on Twitter, so I don't.
Yeah, I don't have any personal socials. Do you have any personal socials?
No,
none.
No,
I feel like
I have a Facebook, but I haven't been on there.
Yeah,
in
but
years.
That, I don't even consider that a social media because there is no like for you page. Like it's not just like it's literally just you the, see
yeah,
your friends.
Yeah,
which is great.
I accept that. Like I stopped using Facebook in 2020, and I haven't really been on there like at all, and it's been like 3 years now.
Yeah, and I haven't opened the Facebook app in like,
I just don't have it on my phone, and that's the reason why I don't go on there anymore. Because like
I
once
upload
you delete
shorts there,
once you delete it, it's, you can upload shorts on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they own Instagram and Thread.
Okay, shout out Threads.
Shout out Threads.
Mm.
I have been fucking going hard on Threads.
You want to see my first thread?
I would love to see your first thread.
My first thread. I only have like three, but my first
I was supposed
thread
to be my first today
was this picture of this carpet it. That I saw in Las Vegas.
Oh, dick carpet.
It's dick carpet, yeah.
We reposted oh. this.
It's basically just carpet that like, it either looks like Diglett or...
A dick.
A dick, yeah. But then maybe Diglett just kind of looks like a dick.
Oh yeah, Diglett is always...
I had a lot of followers, holy shit.
How many followers?
A lot.
Say the number.
I don't know.
You just click the... Your
how
profile.
Do you know you have a lot?
It's just an entire thing of
how many followers do you have, Nate?
So many of them.
You have 40.
I have.
Followers.
I just hit 3K.
Yeah, exactly. But
why do you have to approve of them?
I have 9,922.
Damn.
Oh, your shit is on.
I gotta catch up.
It's public.
I gotta catch up.
Fred's famous. This is the greatest.
There's so many that I haven't confirmed.
Yeah, bro.
You have to confirm all these.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey,
I don't even know what my fucking tweet was.
Let's take this shot.
I gotta pour one.
Oh, this was my first.
Is this the
thread.
Spicy?
This is the spicy.
I feel like
citrus.
I feel like liquid should not be
spicy.
Spicy.
I agree.
You don't
I
like
love
spicy margs.
Spicy margs, yeah.
No, I think we talked about this already. We can have spicy margs, but like, just if you're just drinking just the spicy, it feels a bit fucked.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you drink a. What's the Bloody Mary? Is that what it's called?
I don't like Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys are
that's
gross.
The worst drink I've ever had in my entire life. And if
I,
you like that, I genuinely
I wish I
judge
did,
you
though,
worse.
Because there's so many different types of Bloody Marys and people like
they're so
rave
bad.
About them.
They're
it tastes
so bad.
Too much like tomato. If I feel like it could taste good because I've had
you have one as well.
I've had tomato juice that's
man,
like
I don't
all right.
Drink this.
Then don't do it.
I got it. I mean you got it. Cheers. Happy birthday.
Cheers,
Nate.
Cheers, cheers.
Happy
birthday,
Nate.
Nate.
Thank you so much.
If you're here listening, throw a happy birthday in the comment section for Nate. He'll
remember
appreciate
this
it.
Day, July 7th, that's Nate's birthday.
I don't know, man. Spicy tamarind, feel like it tasted better in Mexico.
I hate that you brought that up.
How come fucking Bloody Marys? You know, like some restaurants. I don't like Bloody Marys either.
But they I just want to be clear. You know, I'm not a Bloody Mary.
I don't like Bloody Marys either.
Yeah, that Nate guy's cool. Yeah. He doesn't like Bloody Marys either.
But oh, is that the cool thing?
What's
to do?
The deal with like some Bloody Marys? They'll be like, okay, here's your drink, and then it's got like hamburgers on top of it.
What? I've seen this.
What? No, I've never
seen
this.
Yeah, they have like, it's like a whole shish kebab.
They put it, you know, they'll put like a skewer, and usually
because it's a salty drink, so it could like, you know.
But presented with it?
But usually they just have what, like pickles and olives or all that shit, you know?
Such a weird combination of shit.
But then there's
the celery stick also.
Yeah. And then they're like, you know what, fuck it. Like, add
a fucking hamburger.
Add a hamburger. Add like a steak.
A steak to the Bloody Mary?
Yeah, you know. Add like a fucking head of cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
You know? Maybe like a ear of corn too. That sounds like not too far off.
Yeah, I could definitely see like a little corn on the cob like sticking out of a fucking Bloody Mary. That's why I wish because I don't like savory drinks. Because there's a ton of savory drinks that it's, like, salty. The only one I like is the spicy marg, but that's, like, still very sweet.
It's because it's marg.
I also don't like sour drinks, which is also weird that I like margaritas.
Margaritas can be sour. Margaritas kind of are sour.
Yeah. If you get, I don't like a whiskey sour. Mix. Whiskey sour is not my favorite.
That was the first really? Ever.
I love whiskey sour.
When I went to a club, that's what I was recommended.
It's a good drink, man.
I've never owned like a fake ID. Grandpa. Not that I would ever do that. But when I first went into a club, being 21, they were just like, yeah, have a whiskey sour. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Okay. This is going to be my go-to drink. And maybe those early years of me drinking whiskey sours were what destroyed my view of whiskey.
Hmm. He's been desperately trying to like whiskey because he knows that me and Tubold love whiskey.
Yeah, I love whiskey.
He wants to just, he just wants to,
he
like,
wants to be a part
I
want to
fit
it.
In.
He
I want to be a part of something. It.
He's not a part of anything.
You don't like whiskey? Well, that's good. Then we can be part of something. The not whiskey likers.
We've been over this. We like tequila.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank goodness. Tequila's big cool. Tequila guys.
I like tequila too. That's the thing. I like everything. Except for Bloody Marys.
And whiskey sours.
And whiskey sours, yeah.
I hate Bloody Marys.
That's a wide horizon.
Yeah.
Mm. My palate is anything sweet I enjoy. And then also whiskey. I like the burn for some reason. Because I don't like it just about anything else. I'm not a big fan of spice, like temperature-wise. Like, I think the highest I get is habanero. And then past that, it's not enjoyable. The food is actively fighting me.
Habanero is pretty spicy, though.
Yeah, habanero is the top of my tolerances by far. But it's like habanero mango, like the ones you
mango
get
from, habanero, yeah. Or, the B-dubs.
Yeah, that's delicious. I love that. I'll drink a gallon of water to get through it, but I'll do it. It's great. And then I had the Carolina Reaper sauce from B-dubs as well. Ugh. It just tasted like shit, and it hurt. It was awful.
I can't taste anything when it comes to spicy
it's
food.
So bad.
I just feel the heat.
So if you were left on a deserted island,
mm-hmm.
and you could only bring one movie, what would it be?
Signs.
2002, baby.
Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix, directed by...
Except that's not true, though, because you called me once right after you watched Signs again.
Don't ruin this.
It's not true.
Don't ruin this.
He sounded so true. Sad.
Don't say it was like 2006 or something.
No, this is... No, it's 2002. Signs is 2002. Okay. But he watched it again recently. And then he called me, and he was like, dude, Signs does not hold up.
I don't know what's worse.
Oh, God. He is so upset.
Oh, no.
You know what I felt the same way about?
It's in the moment. Like, I thought back about it, and I was like, no, it's still a good movie.
It's a great movie. Great. It's just that there's, like, some corny...
It is a little corny, yeah. But then there's a deeper aspect. You got to look into it. You know, I'll tell you about a movie. I just watched this last night.
What did you watch?
Again, I saw it when it came out five years ago. Annihilation.
Annihilation, I have yet to see. That's with the girl, Padme.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
my queen.
Yep.
I want to watch that. I started watching it because I watch movies while I play Valorant.
Lewis, let me tell you. It is a fantastic movie.
I have to watch it.
I have no idea what it's about. It's a great movie. You need to watch it.
Have you seen Arrival?
I just watched that recently, too. What the fuck, dude? I watched that like last week.
It's a good one. I love that one.
That was pretty good. I loved the realness of it, you know? Like yeah. I hate when alien movies are all like fucking just, you know. You know what I mean?
Fucking like Skyline or Battle LA.
That's also what makes Signs a great movie, dude. You know?
It's very real.
Yeah, like come on, dude. When you put that into like the heart of the viewer, it's a whole nother experience.
What makes Arrival cool is that it's actually based on like a real thing. So like the more languages you know, the more your mind is open because languages the way they describe things or even the way that they interpret things is very different from each other. Like the way I'm talking in English is very different than how I would talk in Spanish. Even the way I convey things.
I agree.
I would love to talk more about this, but I don't want to do any spoilers because like...
No, it's no spoilers.
These are great movies. And
yeah,
I
definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Do they get annihilated? I think you did
recommend it.
Do they get annihilated?
Before. What, in Annihilation? That's a what? That's literally. Dude,
it's the name of the movie.
Watch the movie.
Tell him.
Also, I don't know what the fuck's going on in that movie, dude. It's fucking like.
I don't know what that movie's about.
Straight up, like I just watched it again last night.
You watched it again?
Don't know what it's about.
It came out
if you
5 years ago.
Again?
They just put it back on Netflix. I saw it. And I was like, ooh.
If you didn't
yummy.
Understand it, you play. Gotta watch it.
That
again.
That would be like me asking Louis what happens in Dune. He'd be like, I don't know. I've only watched it 12 times. He still doesn't know.
Watch the fucking movie, and then like if you pay seriously close attention to it. And, you know, like, I was kind of, like, you know, half paying attention. I was, like, kind of doing other stuff. And then I goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this is on the TV. And then, like, whatever. But, like, watch it. And then the last, like, 30 minutes, pay attention then, okay? And try and figure out what the fuck's going on.
I didn't get to the last 30 minutes while I was playing Valorant watching Annihilation. I gotta, I don't.
You can't play Valorant and watch that movie.
I could do whatever I want.
You can, but then you're going to be like, then you're going to be like me sitting here. I've seen the movie twice. I still got no idea what the fuck it, like, is going on, you know?
Have you ever seen Passengers? You're good to go.
I watched a YouTube video explanation from some random person after it, and he told me what happened, but even then.
Have you seen Passengers?
No.
That's the one with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. That's how I know her.
Jenny Lau. Damn, I completely thought something else.
The only reason we say it like that is because when her nudes got fucking leaked, my buddy was like, Jenny Lau nudes. And then we were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Jenny Lau is
Jenny Lau. He said they were top tier nudes. So bad.
So messy, man. Why would you do that?
I just think of Lowry's steak sauce.
Mike Lawrence.
Yeah.
From fucking Bad Boys.
Mike
Lowry.
I was thinking of Workaholics where they say Lowry's.
Yeah. Workaholics is a fucking great show also. Workaholics has like a similar vibe to Silicon Valley if you've seen like either of those shows.
I watched Silicon Valley up until they cut Ehrlich.
Yeah. He was like a terrible person to work with.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So like, separate the art from the artist, dude. I'm just kidding. No, yeah,
I
sound like a
dick. I think, there's a little bit of truth to that. But like...
I didn't watch the rest of the series because it got kind of boring. But the first seasons are great.
First seasons are so good.
Yeah.
Well.
You're doing the... About that time,
is it
pose right now?
It basically is. Okay. But I mean, is there anything off the top of your head you want to talk about? Maybe future projects or even series that you're working on right now. You'd like
to
discuss to
the loyal.
Do you
want to
disclose
of the fish tank?
What was that?
Yeah,
to the loyal audience of the fish tank. Yes. I feel like a lot of the people that watch this podcast probably have no idea who the fuck I am. So, I would just say, what's up?
Well, you're gonna post it, you don't have to, but like, you're gonna. Show it to your chat maybe while you're streaming. Like, hey, I did this.
Yeah, they can come watch. They can come watch. But, like, you know, everyone that does watch is probably doesn't necessarily know me. But, I don't know. I played video games with these guys, like, twice before.
I've never met this man before in my life.
And, yeah, I actually That's kind of true. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Louis is a perfect example of we didn't do anything similar, and then I had a bunch of my audience hear one of his pre-produced songs, and they were like begging for it. They were just like, "Can you release it? Put it on Spotify. Come on, I need to hear it. I need to hear it." So it doesn't matter if there's no background whatsoever.
I was just still gonna say. I mean, like I stream on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/eliminatehq. If you're interested in really awesome, fun, incredibly engaging, cool, awesome, amazing, fun, cool,
awesome,
handsome.
Ooh.
Twitch music production Twitch streams. Stop on by. Also, I have a YouTube channel.
I can also tell you right now, for those of you that can't see the video, he is actually actively quite handsome.
Thanks. Thank you.
I got you, dog. I tell that to everyone.
Yeah. Pop on by, you know. We're just making music and that's, you know, it's great. It's a great time.
It really, even if that's not your thing, stop by an audio battle or what
audio combat. Audio combat. We're in the off season right now, but we'll be returning probably in August.
Just look it up, you'll find it, and I assure you,
I've joined in actually in a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's very much
worth
it.
He can't make me the winner because
I can't let you win because you're my friend.
Yeah. Like nepotism, like I'm his son or something.
Yeah.
And but I'm a clear winner.
It's like no competition.
I would choose you as
No, I'm joking.
I would choose you as a winner, but there would be riots.
It would be France part 2.
I don't even know what's going on in France.
What is going on?
I don't know what's happening in France. Yeah. I just see random videos of just the most insane shit I've ever seen in my entire life in Europe.
Is that our privilege talking?
I have no idea, man.
I may just be lack of news coverage, honestly. I
mean, it might just be Threads.
Yeah, no one said anything about it on Threads yet.
True.
So
I've blocked every news organization on Threads because
you can block people on Threads.
I just mute them.
Oh, I didn't even know you could do that.
Anytime I see like some sort of any sponsored post or a post that makes me want to leave Threads, I just mute them.
That's beautiful.
Or unfollow you.
That's actively.
That's the way I've been doing it. I if it's a thirst trap, mute or unfollow. If it's a news article, mute or unfollow. Or if it's a sponsored post, mute and follow.
Damn.
I just want to keep it
creative,
just
self-made,
interesting,
just normal thread. Social media.
Okay.
For a little bit before it just becomes flooded. I just love it.
It's
much.
It's crazy how people have this knowledge of how Twitter works and they're just putting that onto Threads already just so soon, despite having like little audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no, fair enough. Time to do the old Midwestern goodbye where we. Well.
Oh, God. Why'd you do that?
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
guys.
That's evil.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hello. Oh. Okay. I'll tell them. Boys.
Your mom says you have to go.
The town's calling.
Oh, shit. We got to hit that shit.
We do have to hit the town.
What a perfect segue to the end of this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, please clap. Oh, please clap. Please clap.
It's your birthday. I'll
thank you. You ever tried starting a slow clap and then no one joins in?
I have actually.
Yeah, I just did it just now.
Thanks
so much for watching.
Yes.
We love you.
Tell them to listen.
Tell them to listen to the Fish Tank Podcast.
And rate us high on Apple Music.
Rate us high on Amazon Prime.
Apple Music. Apple Music specifically.
And
thank you for showing your support. We will be back next week, Sunday, same time. See you then. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
We love you.